every day, Mass is celebrated at St. Dominic's Chapel at the Chancery Offices of the Archdiocese of Atlanta. The following is a recording of today's readings and homily from a previous year.
A reading from the book of the prophet Daniel. Lord, great and awesome God, you who keep your merciful covenant toward those who love you and observe your commandments, we have sinned, been wicked and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. We have not obeyed your servants, the prophets, who spoke in your name to our kings, our princes, our fathers, and all the people of the land. Justice, O Lord, is on your side. We are shamefaced even to this day. We, the men of Judah, the residents of Jerusalem, and all Israel near and far, in all the countries to which you have scattered them because of their treachery towards you. Lord, we are shamefaced like our kings, our princes, and our fathers for having sinned against you. But yours, O Lord, our God, are compassion and forgiveness. Yet we rebel against you and paid no heed to your command, O Lord, our God, to live by the law you gave us through your servants, the prophets. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Remember not against us the inequities of the past. May your compassion quickly come to us, for we are brought very low. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Help us, O God, our Savior, because of the glory of your name. Deliver us and pardon our sins for your name's sake. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Let the prisoners sighing come before you. With your great power, free those doomed to death. Then we, your people and the sheep of your pasture, will give thanks to you forever. Though all generations, we will declare your praise. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Your words, Lord, are spirit and life. You have the words of everlasting life. Glory and praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus said to his disciples, "Be merciful just as your Father is merciful. Stop judging and you will not be judged. Stop condemning and you will not be condemned. Forgive and you will be forgiven. Give and gifts will be given to you. A good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap. For the measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ.
Imagine if you were being taken before a court of law and you were given the opportunity to give to the judge beforehand the exact criteria by which you would be judged. You could lay out the questions for him that he would ask you. You would take that in a minute, right? You could set up this trial so it's going to work out favorably for you. That's exactly what Jesus is saying we have the opportunity to do. The measure with which you measure will in return be measured out to you. We know, on the basis of sacred scripture itself, that when our life here on earth is finished, we will stand before the Lord, the just judge. We will render an account of our lives. And the very scrutiny that will be given to us will be the exact scrutiny that we have used in other people in our lives. The very questions, if you will, or the very kind of examination that we have executed on other people's lives will be the exact questions, the exact examination that will be given to us. The measure with which you measure will in turn be measured out to you. If we really internalize this and we're in the least bit self-reflective and self-critical, we have reason to tremble. We have reason to tremble. How easy it is to be judgmental of others. Maybe not in word, although oftentimes in word, but certainly in thought. It's so easy to be judgmental, to be critical of others. And with each judgment, with each criticism, we're simply drawing up the list that will be asked of us on our day of judgment. This Lenten season is a time to wipe that slate clean. That's essentially what the prayer was of our responsorial psalm today. Lord, do not deal with us according to our sins. Don't examine me according to the way that I have examined others. How do we wipe that slate clean? How do we start anew with the questions by which we will be examined? By repenting, by taking up the exhortation of the Lenten season, the one we heard at the very outset on Ash Wednesday, the proclamation of the gospel, Jesus' first words in his public ministry, the kingdom of God is at hand, repent and believe in the gospel. When we go to confession, when we honestly and humbly confess our sins, we wipe that list of questions clean and we start over. That was a beautiful prayer of repentance that we heard from the prophet Daniel in our first reading. Daniel, in a sense, for his whole people, the whole Israelite people, is asking the Lord to wipe the slate clean for all the sins of the Israelites against God. We have sinned, been wicked, and done evil. We have rebelled and departed from your commandments and your laws. Justice, O Lord, is on your side, and we are shamefaced even to this day. Let us take up the spirit of Daniel during this Lenten season. Let us humbly go before the Lord and acknowledge that we need to stop judging. We need to stop condemning. We need to forgive more. We need to be more generous in giving gifts. For if we do that, then the Lord promises a good measure, packed together, shaken down, and overflowing will be poured into your lap.